You want to become the kind of woman that walks into the room and people turn their heads. They have to find out who you are. It all starts with unleashing your it factor. Welcome to the Close Off Podcast. I'm Jen, the style dominatrix. I help creative geniuses and trailblazers show up in their full self-expression by understanding the value of play, prioritizing pleasure, and dialing up their feminine energy to make their style essence come alive. This is an intimate conversation about dialing up who you are with your clothes on and your clothes off. I'm here to crack the whip. Let's dive in. All right, I'm about to dive into my episode all around Art Basel, and I just wanted to give a shout first that the sound quality is not great on this. I recorded here in a little podcast booth at a WeWork in Los Angeles. I think I need to figure out some kind of microphone situation. You know, initially when I decided to start a podcast, I had gotten a microphone that someone had recommended, and then I listened to someone's podcast and was like, you know, you really don't need all the equipment. All you need is your phone. You just record it, and I actually felt so much freedom from that because I love to record sometimes when I'm just going for a walk or right after I drive or when I'm in a creative flow versus having to, like, sit down. Like, I'm actually in a better state. You know, I'd rather record when I'm in a better state. But anyways, I just realized how much the sound quality is not so great on this episode. So I'm going to play around with it. I might end up getting some kind of clip-on mic or something. So just want to say, bear with me that the sound isn't great. I know, and I will work on making it better in the episodes ahead. Hello, hello. I am back in Los Angeles after the most amazing week and a half in Miami. I initially went to Miami for Art Basel, and I want to share all about that experience with you today. I've been really surprised how many people actually don't know about Art Basel, including people I know who are artists and creatives, and I'll be sharing all about it. So Art Basel is an art fair that happens once a year in Miami. Actually, the original Art Basel happens in Basel, Switzerland, and now there are two newer locations in Paris and Hong Kong. Art Basel is where the top artists from around the world get together to exhibit. And there's galleries that are, you know, presenting their work. It's really the top premier artists come to this. And art collectors come to see the art and to buy the art. And there's some major things that happened. For instance, last year there was, like a banana painting that sold for $1 million at Art Basel, which I think is pretty rad. And, you know, Art Basel to me, it's like Fashion Week. Actually, I think it's even better in a lot of ways than Fashion Week. There's literally more than you could possibly do, and there's so many things at so many different levels to be part of. So it's actually in Miami, it's actually now like an art week because it's more than just Art Basel. Now there's other art fairs and gallery events, and there's concerts and music festivals and fashion shows. It's the city really comes alive. And it really is like there's more to do that it's just impossible to do all of it. So you have to really just like pick and choose. And I will say there's tons of traffic because people from all around the world come to Art Basel, people from Europe and a number of people from New York and California and really, really all over to be part of Art Basel. So I was just with this like deep intuitive nudge earlier this year that I wanted to go to Art Basel. I had just been saying as I was making the transition to my brand and really moving out of being this just like general personal stylist and really making this big reclamation, both as a style dominatrix and really claiming that I'm here to work with creative geniuses and trailblazers, and a lot of people actually already love style. And I had said, you know, my people, they don't go to the Chamber of Commerce, they actually go to Art Basel. And the first time I said that, I sent someone in a message, and she's like, oh, wow, yeah, I totally see that for you. And because she'd asked me if I was going to go to this Chamber of Commerce event. And I just like never really liked this. I mean, there's some great people in the group, don't get me wrong, but I just never felt it was the right place for me. Just too stuffy, conservative, even though it just seemed like the group really, a number of people that were part of it really wanted me to join. And I told her this, and she's like, oh, I used to live in Miami, and I knew that there were people that were part of Art Basel, and I totally see that for you.
And then the second time that I said it, I was working with a client of mine. He was a really close friend of mine up in Maryland and DC, and her boyfriend was there. And he was actually like, "Oh, I know the people that put on our puzzle. I know the founder. He's a part-time photographer." And he's like, "Yeah, I used to do some work with her, and she really, you know, really appreciated me. We had a great relationship. I've just been out of touch for a while, but meaning to get back in touch." And literally, I think my jaw and my friend, my client's jaw dropped to the floor, which is like, couldn't believe, like, "You, wait, what? You know, I mean, one of the top art collectors in the world." So anyways, we had talked about really, like, well, let's go. Art Basel happens in December, and this was back in the spring. And we've been touched about it over many months. I know they had a lot of transitions happening in their life. And in the end, they decided not to go, which was a bit disappointing, but also just understanding, like, maybe it's just not the right time for them. And I thought, well, maybe I'm not, at first I was like, well, I'm not going to go either, you know, because we were going to go together. And then I just kept, you know, you just got a nudge you just can't let go of, you know. And even when I did my cross-country trip beginning of November, and even though it just didn't make logical sense to, like, literally only be in LA for, like, a few weeks to, you know, fly all the way to the East Coast, it just was undeniable that I really, really wanted to, and I just couldn't let that go. And it just... This has been my big year of, like, especially the last few months, of just, like, really taking the leap and trusting myself and being led by my desires, and how so much opens up from that space. And so I end up having the sublet at the beginning of December that fell through, and I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to go, because it's one of those things, if I don't go, I'm going to regret about what could have happened. So, yeah, I ended up going. And another really magical thing happened is that, and I'll be talking about this in an upcoming episode, is I am going to be in this new TV series, TV show we'll be launching in summer of 2025 called Legacy Makers. And there's a guy named Rudy Maurer who is a big-time entrepreneur. He currently has a show on, I know it was on, like, Apple TV and Prime and all this stuff, called The 60-Day Hustle, and he's coming up with this new series called Legacy Makers. And a long story there, I'll share more about it, but I'm going to be one of the episodes, and he lives in Miami. They do all the filming in Miami. So I basically asked, like, "Hey, I'm going to be in Miami anyway. Can I film?" And me and the first batch of people, we actually filmed our episode. So it was literally the most divine timing for all of it. But, you know, Art Basel, I just felt so in my element. I actually started off in art school. I have a minor in painting, and I actually don't enjoy painting. I think part of it, maybe art school kind of kicked it out of me in some ways, and having to do art in ways that wasn't always in alignment with my spirit, and sitting in classrooms for long hours, being criticized, all this stuff. But I actually have always really loved looking at art, talking about art, hearing from artists. I mean, critique days were my absolute favorite days when I was in high school art class, college art class. And so to go into an environment where I just get to, like, take in all kinds of art just made me... It just made me so happy. I just felt so in my element. That's partly why I love working with artists so much. Really some of my favorite people to work with. And what was really cool is because my art is style, and my art is going and finding things and putting together and curating these outfits, and just being in an environment, because, like, that was the whole pull of, like, I'm going to go to Art Basel because I feel like these are my kind of people, and really just confirming that that's very much true. And I mean, it was actually almost like an out-of-body experience when I was at Art Basel looking at art. I mean, I had people, like, photographing me, and so many people coming up and wanting to take photos with me, and, like, all of a sudden become this, like, celebrity at this event. And just some really, like, genuine people who really appreciated my art in, like, a really deep way. And just met some really fascinating people that I'm really looking forward to continue to stay connected with. And actually, the first day when I got into Miami and, like, flew cross country, and I don't know if I even really believe in Mercury retrograde, to be honest, a lot of the spiritual mumbo jumbo stuff, but I definitely feel like I had a lot of like Mercury retrograde things happen, like an issue with my Toro, my rental car, so I had to like wait a couple hours to get a new car. And so I ended up getting, you know, getting into my Airbnb super, super late. And just my first day just felt, you know, just like the jet lag and exhaustion. And I knew that was the first day of all the events happening. And I was like, I really just need to go to the beach. I really just need to like reset and do my energy work and like eat, settle in and everything. And I just got this message of like, because I was like, man, there's all these events happening, you know, I should be going out to stuff. And I was just, I really like tuned into myself. And I was like, I heard this message of like, actually, it's most important for you to be in your like full alignment. And you could go out for an hour and make magic happen versus like not being in a good state and going out and, you know, thinking, you know, like trying to make something happen from a place that's not aligned. So I really took the space to like, you know, take care of me for a while. And then I went out and I went to this gallery. There's just side note, partly what I love about Art Basel is I feel like there's just such, it's like the whole city comes alive and there's such a range of experiences that you can be part of. I feel like I was in New York over Fashion Week earlier this year. And I just feel like, you know, I've been to New York Fashion Week maybe a decade before. And I've worked in Paris and Fashion Weeks. I've been part of some different Fashion Weeks, but I feel like New York is not just, I don't know, just gotten so like pretentious and like things are like exclusive and it's hard to get into things. And I don't know, it just, it's not what it used to be. And what I love about Art Basel is like, I feel like it's just so welcoming, you know, it's like everyone can be part of it and whatever, whether you're going and getting like a VIP ticket and you're being a collector or whether you just want to like go to one of the shows or you're a student and what have you. I just saw so many things happening. So anyways, when I was looking up at different events to do, there was this one like, you know, gallery that was happening opening. I think it was in like the design district or something, and actually Era Miami that I really like. And I decided to go. And again, I was like, I'm just gonna go up for an hour, you know, I'm gonna like dress up, I'm just gonna like get out and go. And I go to this gallery, it's this tiny, tiny little gallery. I mean, it literally could be like a closet. And he has like four paintings and they're really amazing, but not exactly what I thought I was signed up for going, you know, to this gallery where there's literally like one other girl and the artist and his helper. But the girl that was in there ended up just was like inviting the helper to one of her event that she was part of. And I was like, hey, you know, what is it that you're part of? And she's just a really wonderful person. Her name's Tiffany, and she's connected with a group that they put on different fashion shows and other events. There's other branches of the organization they're part of, LA Fashion Week and all sorts of different things. So anyways, she ended up inviting me to her event. And actually for a couple nights, and it was at this like really nice hotel and amazing, you know, like she comped my tickets and stuff and got to go. And it was just really, really wonderful. And then I ended up, you know, getting dressed up and then meeting with the PR person who was a really cool person, just like all these like amazing serendipitous things. And another really cool thing, it was like this, the PR person, and he's connected with showrooms and stuff in LA. And I actually posted a photo of us together, and my one of my coaches that I work with, Omar, who lives in Dubai but went to school at in DC, and he actually was like, "Oh, actually," he was like, "Oh my gosh, I went to university with him." So it's just funny, you know, all the things that have like unfolded. And one of the nights, like the first night I, you know, before the event started, I was just like chatting up with this lady who ended up being really cool and owned property in the hotel and Airbnb, and just ended up, you know, chatting with her. And then her boyfriend came, who's Turkish, and we just ended up having a really great time together. And he's like an investor and all kinds of different, you know, property and businesses and things. And it just felt like a very expansive, you know, expansive experience to have. So anyways, we really enjoyed ourselves. And I think that was so much of my experience about just like being in the right place that led to the next thing. And ended up connecting with a friend that I'm part of the community, and us going out and having a really nice dinner, and then going to a fashion show. So yeah, just met and you know, really, you know, practicing what I preach about being the walking billboard for what I do. And I had, you know, people that people that stopped me and some people that we had an exchange. And I mean, one of the things I've been putting out there is I want to also style people for Burning Man. And I met a guy who's been very involved in Burning Man for a number of years. So, you know, we're going to connect that way. So like, you know, it's like literally just being like the walking, like magnet to opportunities and not really even knowing what it is that I'm calling in, but just going out there and enjoying myself and, just really cool what happens from that place. Yeah, I had an amazing time. I definitely want to go again next year. I feel like I also feel like I will know further about how to like prepare for it next year. I definitely need to go like at least a day early to like really settle in and to like, you know, sometimes I underestimate how much it is to like just all the energy and everything of flying cross country. It is a lot, you know, and just thinking, I mean, I had booked my Airbnb kind of last minute, so it was a little bit north Miami, so just thinking through some logistics and stuff, and kind of, I think, amazing, too, next time to get a VIP ticket to go a day early where you get to go where the collectors are, and anyways, but one thing that I really did enjoy doing, I forgot to mention, is I had found this experience on Airbnb. You know, Airbnb has experiences that you can be part of, and this woman who is very connected high up at the festival. She was actually one of the lead people when they brought Art Basel to Miami in the beginning. And, you know, she, anyways, I think she was like head of PR or VIP relations or something. And she was going to leading a gallery tour to, in a little bit more of an up and coming area, but to different galleries around this area and walking tour. And I just enjoyed it so much because we, you know, we're being greeted sometimes by the artists or at least the gallery owner, and even get to going like behind the scenes, kind of like see the back office, see the arts in storage, being able to like ask questions. We even at this one art gallery, like we got to like go behind the scenes and be part of this like immersive experience, which was so wild. It was like, went into this room, we had to like put like covers on our shoe, and it looked like we were looking into this like colored painting, like just this, you know, it was like a white room with like something on the wall, and then you realize actually that there's actually a whole room in there. So you like walk into this room and there's like these lights that are changing colors. There's just this like unbelievably just like unusual and cool experience. Anyways, so just things that are just like experiential art. This whole, it's called Super Something. Anyways, you could look it up or you can DM me. But with all these like lights, and this is very like interactive kind of art museum where you're like, anyways, they're streaming all these lights, and this other thing where they're like they're, you watch this like short film, and then the film screen like goes up, and then you like walk into this like building, this other room with all these steps, and there's like mirrors all around, like literally like this like fantasy world, and just being transported into these incredible artistic spaces. So I really enjoy that so much, and I hope that they lead again next year, because that was a really special experience. But yeah, I think it's so important as like creatives to like take that space to go and just be inspired to get in environments with like-minded people, because I mean, now I live in LA and it's a bit easier. I would say to bump into more of the right crowds, but like, you know, to be around people that understand us, that are dreamers and who love fantasy and who love experiences and who love culture and who also like are willing to invest in these kinds of experiences. And I actually was staying with an Airbnb for a few days here in LA as I'm in between my next place, but talking with the host, and her mom is an artist and stuff, and really struggles with really like just like selling her pieces and charging and all this stuff. I'm like, yeah. And she lives in Florida. I was like, she should go to Art Basel, because it's also like an example of seeing what's possible, like seeing that these artists that they do charge a lot, and they should, because their art is amazing and it's transformative, and there's so many different kinds of art, so many different things to be drawn to. I mean, it is like being like overwhelmed by the senses at times. It's just, there's so much to take in, but it's so inspiring for what is possible in creation. And yeah, it sparked something so deep within me. And next year, I want to go back to buy art for sure. And okay, I do have to share one more thing. I experienced some art at this festival that moved me so deeply. Like art that would swear that the artist created it for me, and just realizing how truly interconnected we are. We ended up on the gallery tour. We ended up going to this art gallery, which was housing this artist, which was a Nicaraguan artist. And I've actually been, this is sound like so out there, but I've actually been desiring to go to Nicaragua. I had an ex-boyfriend who was really tumultuous for many years ago, and that's really all in the past, and I've forgiven him for all that's happened, and we've had that exchange, and I wish him well, and I feel, you know, I feel at peace with everything in regards to my connection with him. But I was, as I'm writing my book and exploring themes around why you're still single, that's a topic for another time. But I realized, I think what's actually remaining is, it's not all the trauma that happened and the sexual abuse and all that. It's actually just like believing in what, in truly connecting with like the love that is possible for me. And I thought this was like my soulmate, and there was so much, there's so much, just like loss I felt after that relationship of believing in the true soulmate, divine love connection. And I've actually had something really interesting that happened years ago, that there was this artist healer that I work with after that relationship, and she had said, you know, there is something really significant about your relationship with him, that it was actually, it's beyond just you and him. Like, there is actually something connected with the cultures in Nicaragua and America and these other themes. And that was something that came up in my book writing adventure that I went on about a month ago, of like just revisiting that like you never know the part that you play, and the deeper connection that you have between two people can be something so much, so many deep themes beyond just the two of you, and you never know the part that you play in the collective. So anyways, literally like the day before Art Basel, this experience, I've just been having this like crazy fantasy, like, I think I need to go to Nicaragua. I don't need to see him, but there's something in the land there. There's something there. You know, I've been doing all these like funerals and stuff. There's something really there for me to like let go of and make peace and reclaim the side of myself, which is the hopeless romantic. And there's something about like being on the land. I don't know, you know, it might not all make sense, but I just have this calling. And I literally was like, the day before the festival, I'm like Googling, like, can I find like a death doula in like Nicaragua? Or maybe there's one. I found this woman who's in Mexico. And I'm like literally just having this feeling. I'm like, what if I went to Nicaragua and like someone could be part of some kind of funeral experience for me or something? Anyway, so I go to this art gallery. And it's this Nicaraguan artist who is creating like the most beautiful art. Like, he was a gay man, which is very stigmatized in Nicaragua. And he's literally there on these volcanoes having this like ceremonial experience. Like, he dressed up with like all this fashion and this like avant-garde and these like heels, like these enormous heels that he painted on. And it's like this fashion film that he's created, which is like so symbolic. And I'm just there watching this, feeling so like unbelievably deeply moved and just dumbfounded of like, I actually am looking to create my own version of this experience. And this is just like confirmation. And I had told the gallery person, was kind of like rushed because, you know, we're on this tour, limited amount of time. But I told her, I was like, no, this is like, this artist created this for me. This is me, because I literally have been like looking to go to Nicaragua to do a ceremony. You know, I had this tumultuous relationship in the past. And anyway, so I need to like write this artist. But like, that's the power of art, is like, it can truly like move you at your core. And artists pick up on these like, true artists that pick up on these deeper themes, these like connection to your soul and your growth, and just the way of like expressing sometimes in a different way than we're able to articulate. So it just was such a confirmation of like, wow, I'm so in the right place at exactly the right moment. And thank you for this experience of art to truly move me to my core. So TBA on how it all unfolds, but I'm feeling in the coming months I will be going to the drug when I have some kind of experience. And yeah, so many others. I mean, there's this amazing Chinese artist who does these like unbelievable gold like sculptures of yonis, which is so beautiful, and so much color. You know, like I love color, and I feel like so much of the world is just about like beige clothing, beige this, beige that, blah blah blah. But like being transported in so many rooms of art that are so colorful and so vibrant, because that's what I strive to be as well. So that was my Art Basel experience. I'm definitely going next year. It's interesting how many people have shared how much they actually want to go to Art Basel. So who knows? Maybe I'll end up doing some kind of experience with friends or within my business to encourage it. But I highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. Just be sure to plan early. All right. See you next time.